Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, May 19th, 2014.
Which is the only street that doesn't have construction on Walnut Street. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know the reason why now, because everything goes there. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Zoom. Hiya. I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake regular meeting for May 19, 2014 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Present.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Santelli?
Present.
Trustee Turcon?
Present.
Trustee Wisniewski?
Present.
Thank you. Trustee Newby, would you lead us in the pledge? May I get a motion to approve item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of May 5, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippel, seconded by Trustee Simon Selly. Any discussion? Understand. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
And Trustee Newby passes. Thank you, Don. Good to see you again. Motion carries. Moving to notes and commendations and public comment, we're going to have Mr. Blennett and Mr. Susie from JAWA, the Joint Action Water Agency, give a demonstration. I told you I put you high on the agenda, and let you gentlemen get back to your things. As you know, I've kept you aware as best as I can of the evolution of Volo and Wakanda and how getting water to those two municipalities, how Round Lake came into interest. With Wakanda kind of backing out of the picture. Wakanda's coming back. Everybody knew that we had some interesting things that we were looking forward to. So right now, I just want to turn this over to Daryl and let him explain what's going on. And don't forget, this isn't this is something that we need to decide on. This isn't any decisions that we're making. This is just information about what's going on at JAWA and how it may or may not relate to the Village of Round Lake. Daryl, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. My name is Daryl Blunt. I'm the Executive Director of the Water Agency. Thank you for having me. It's always a great honor to speak to our charter members and speak to our partners. Mayor Gilbert, I kind of touch on this expansion. And I'm going to kind of give a more global overview initially to kind of drill down on this more of the more relevant issues with the Wakanda with all of it and may affect you more directly. I'm going to touch on a few things today on the history of our expansion efforts, talk a bit about our engineering study that we've done, our recent actions, what's coming up going forward, and finish out with the benefits of Round Lake. So, why don't we all this effort? In the first place. Well, I got hired in 2007, and the first thing I did was analyze our water sales trend. And our trends actually were flatlining. A joke that I came in right at the wrong time. And our per capita consumption, one of our target members is also declining, but that's also a national trend. That's not just something unique to Lake County or our trend. That's a national trend we're seeing across the entire country. People are using less water, their water, washing machines, dishwashers are just more efficient than they were before. And there's also a more of a conservation mindset now than there was maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago about the use of water. So we're seeing that trend per capita go down. What does that do to us? Well, as a water agency, we have a very high fixed cost. Our budget that we just approved, that the mayor voted on, a large portion of that budget goes to our debt service. About 70% over a cost of paying the mortgage. So no matter how much water we pump, that's still the same cost every year. So for selling that water, there's a much of a upper pressure to raise the rate because we have a high fixed cost. And we do have some variable costs like our pumping and our chemicals. So if we sell less water, we have less pumping costs, less chemical costs, but still going to pay the mortgage payment every month. So that puts an upper pressure on the rate. So we started looking at ways what we could do internally. We could find a way to get the members to just buy more water. So we thought about looking to see if there were people that wanted to buy water from us. And then also at the same time, just happened to be a bunch of electronic communities were on the market for Lake Michigan water and got an allocation approved down in Springfield. So the timing was just right for us. Give you a little bit. This is the map. Not much read. This is sort of a very clear, but these are the towns we were looking at. This is what we call the North Group, which is Granville Park, which is an unincorporated subdivision served by the county. Leavenhurst, Lake Villa, and Fox Lake Hill, which is also an unincorporated area served by the county. And also we have Volvo and Wakanda. They were part of a larger effort back in 2008. They were part of what they call the North or West Lake Michigan Water Planning Group, which had other treaties, Fox Lake, Antioch, Lake Zurich, Long Road, all together. We approached them, they approached us, we were talking, they actually sent letters of interest, asking if we could be a source for them. Because they were doing their own studies, and very possibly create their own job system. And they thought it might be not cheaper to come to us. So we had to do two things first. We wanted to study the issue. We wanted to make sure that we could do it. So we studied the issue at length. We examined our current and future treatment, pumping, and delivery capacity. All these studies are shared with Mayor McGillis, or the fire mayor, and Ron and Mark Huber, who was your previous village administrator. He was on the organization committee. So all these studies have been shared with your community. So we also examined our water demand. We adopted a model for future projections. For a long time, we were using our IDNR allocation, sort of our projection on additional water. But those are extremely high, very conservative. So we thought we'd take a look at it and see if there's a better number we could use. And we identified the PMAP study of 2008. The Chicago Metropolitan Area Planning did a very detailed water analysis, which included all the target numbers, large demand. And they did a nice projection going forward on your 2040 water demand. So we adopted that model as our water demand going forward for the charter members, including the projections for central meeting members as well. We also did a feasibility analysis on serving these two groups. And we also did an alternative scenario for water for Volvo without that. Here's a graph from one of the studies we did showing our capacity. The plant capacity improvements will add 56 MGD. We backed off two, to be conservative. It was 54. Our trending horizon was 24 years. The blue dots are your average age in it. And the green is the peak day. So you see we actually go way out further past our trending horizon. Remember, this is peak demand, which is a couple days a year. So it's good. You can do it. We did a feasibility analysis, and I'm going to sort of focus in on the West Loop here. And we studied how to get the water in these two communities, and we identified a large transmission main, 24 inches, coming off our 42-inch line, and branching off the Volvo and the contact. One of the things we negotiated with the North Group that we're going to put in agreements with the West Group is that the new members have to allow connections to the transmission main for charter members at no expense to charter members. So you can get a new secondary delivery point without having to pay for any of the cost of the pipe. Should we have a new member down the line, that community would owe Volvo or Conda to sort of recapture the cost of the pipe, but charter members to negotiate that for as in a lot of negotiations, there's always hurdles, speed bumps, granted in one Wakanda. They had an election, changed their viewpoint. They were looking at changing some of the terms of the deal that we had already negotiated with all the other members. We were pressed for time. We wanted to get water flow quickly. The longer we wait, the cost goes up to these projects. And we wanted to keep moving forward. So Wakanda wasn't able to commit to our schedule and to the terms that we had negotiated. So we decided at that point to pivot, go a different direction, and we needed to find an alternative to get water to both. And that's why I came knocking on your door, because you're pretty close to all of them. And to look at ways to wheel the water through your community. We did a study, and this is one of the charts from the study. We identified certain improvements that need to be done. There's three phases. First phase, the existing Cedar Lake Grove pumping station required upgrades to meet the additional flows for Volo, as well as around us 24 UMC demand. Approximately 5,000 feet of 16-inch water main between the Cedar Lake pump station and the village of Round Lake storage and pumping station, known as the Iversink Grove pumping station, is needed to minimize pressure, fire flow deficiencies in the system. This improvement benefits both communities, Volo and Round Lake. Approximately 4,000 feet of 16-inch water main to connect the Round Lake system to Volo system. And also in phase two is 6,000 feet of the 16-inch water main in the southwest portion of the village to maintain the same level of service. There's also a phase three, if necessary, which is sort of this large pipe here. So there's things we can do on all of Washington Street that would make that unnecessary to meet your flow. It would be just for redundancy purposes. So the phases one and two could be done to meet Volo's and Round Lake's 23, as well as some minor improvements on Washington Street at the age speed of two on its own. In our meetings with Ron and Mike, the administrator of Volo, we discussed that amongst the different phases, there are benefits to both communities, and so there might be some cost sharing. How that would work out will be negotiated. So we've got an alternative option for Volo, should Wakanda not ever be successful. Recent action. Back in December, we approved the membership of all the Oak Creek communities. Back to your community voted on that ordinance. Thank you. We're moving forward with the engineering. We just approved the route study for the North Group, and that's moving forward. We've actually approved the next phase, which is the preliminary engineering report. About $1.3 million of engineering to go to the next step. So the North Group's kind of on the mall. We're doing really well. And we'd like to get the West Group caught up as best we can. The agency board at the last meeting directed me to restart negotiations with Wakanda. Those historical considerations that we were discussing before, then they changed their minds and agreed to our terms and conditions. And also, we have an agreement that we just adopted with the North Group. So we have a nice model to use at the West Group. And we're going to stick to that very closely. Very few exceptions that are made. In both communities, said it looks great, and we're actually in negotiations right now. There's actually only a few things to work out, because the agreement we have with the North Group is very applicable to West Group. Okay, going forward, we definitely need to finish the mission agreements for Solo Wakanda so we can vote on them and start the engineering without studying and hopefully get them caught up. Then the preliminary agreement for it and final design and then infrastructure. Why is it important to Round Lake? Like I mentioned before, we need to increase our water system. To do members volume, if you add it all up, it is around 21% of our current volume. Wakanda and Ebola together, 8%. That's breakers. Also, by adding your EAV to our taxing service area, lowers your property tax rate. Because the cost of the yield bonds is fixed. Higher EAV, lower rate. Lower water rate, lower tax rate. That's why it's important we get the numbers. Also, very important, when we saw the potential routes for this pipe, Cerro Con and Bolton, we want to make sure that the charter members can take advantage of it. Because we're a branch system. We don't have any looping. That was a conscious decision made by the founding fathers 30 years ago. But we're always worried about redundancy, just that's my job. We got opportunities for you there at no cost to you. As a charter member, you can connect to that transmission main at no cost to that way. So regulate, tax relief, secondary redundant delivery point. Another thing we did on that transmission pipe, we required them to make it bigger than they needed. Why? Because I had you guys in mind all along. You can take advantage of that extra capacity. In fact, if you lost your primary fee, you had this fee, we can handle your 2040 coverage also. And if you build your connection with Rodney Beach, that I heard you guys talking about, you can have a really good loop system. Business, logging. Questions? Please. I'll do my best.
Yes, charter members, when they first started travel, had an exorbitant amount of fee bonds. How is this being worked into the Bolo or Wakanda deal?
Great. We are required as a member to stay connected. That's their buying. They want to be owners, have a vote. So that's what costs. You guys have been paying them for a long time. I've negotiated $50 million in connections. Almost all we do. That money is going to go into capacity improvements. Have you ever run into doing it? So that's more regular. Eventually, we're going to need a second thing. We go without units. Guess what? They're paying for it now. They're paying for the raw water station improvements. They're paying for the secondary filtering pump station. They're paying for any improvements to the water connection we need for capacity. That's $50 million. Come pay for all that. You won't have to.
That equal amount of the repair at the beginning?
It's actually like a little bit more. Sure. It's actually a little bit more. Based on the status.
So I'm a little confused. Was the rest of you going with Bolo to a conference council?
Well, if we negotiate the reasonable agreement with Wakanda and Bolo that is the same terms as the North Sea, we will ask you to ratify that. We'll ask our board to ratify that. If that's the case, we will build that large transmission unit along the south border of the community, branching out the surface. We wouldn't need to wheel the water for your community. We can't wheel enough water to you, through you, for Bolo and Wakanda. We can't do it. Make more sense to have that other pipe, the south border, and we provide a lot of redundancy benefits for you as well.
Yes.
How do the other member agencies feel about
very supportive. I've gone to a couple of these. You talk about the rate relief. You know, they're feeling it in their communities. I'm sure you're feeling it as well. You are demand quite flat, like everybody else is declining. So they're feeling it too. So they understand that more volume is good for the agency, which is good for them, because we need to pass on the savings to you in tax rates and water rates. And right now, with the Great Recession, vacancies, EAVs dropping, we're doing everything we can to find ways to save your residents money.
What changed with the Wakanda, proposed Wakanda, they, I know you read some of the minutes, and I know that at one point in the minutes, the agency has said not to go any farther with Wakanda, and now all of a sudden we're going back. Why?
Well, the sticking point was they wanted to renegotiate the connection fee loan. And they wanted to renegotiate what we call recapture on the site cost. We already negotiated those terms out with the other communities, and everybody was fine with it except for Wakanda. So he said, if it's good for everybody else, it's good for you. It's actually a really good deal. They were pursued as a perfect deal. But we gave them a really good deal. When we decided to stop negotiations, I think they had a wake-up call. I think they realized, yeah, we had a really good deal. Let's go back and take a look at it. And they talked amongst themselves. And they said, Charles, you're our number one choice by the show. They were looking at other options, but they stopped the investigations coming to us. And they just took the returns. So.
And any agency members opposed?
Not publicly, I'm aware. We have to have unanimity to add a new member. So we will send an ordinance to each community to adopt. Each charter member has to adopt it. One town votes no, doesn't have. It's a very tough standard that we built into the original documents. And we've got the vote through bid, and we're getting close to being ready to ask you to vote at the Western.
One thing that I might add, John, long before I got onto this board, this, as Daryl mentioned, has been a project that they've been working on for many years. And all of the members, all the charter members, all the current members, was really looking forward to that West Group being added on. And there was an election, things changed, and if it wasn't for those changes in administration in Wakanda, nothing else would have ever been discussed. And they would have went ahead with that southern transmission line. We benefit because it's a hop, skip, and a jump from our boundary. Fortunately now, there's going to be a T intersection put in there for us.
And we'll ask you where to put it.
And, but the main thing is that now that Wakanda has come into agreement with the village of Olo, and the two of them are fine. They've come to Jawa, and I can tell you at the last meeting with some reservation, but the board was very, very excited to get back to what they started planning years ago and finally get the new members on board.
Yeah, it was never a technical issue. It was a few local sticking points that I got ironed out. And technically, I think the original plan is the best plan from an infrastructure standpoint. Because it provides a nice redundant line that you, around that park, also can have it. So that's something that the branch system keeps me up at night. Is how can I find ways to provide more redundancy to the charter members? And the original Wakanda plan, in my opinion, is that best option.
So is that, when we're looking at the slides, it's the map that shows the green line going through?
Yeah,
that one. That's the,
correct.
That was the original plan, and now that's...
This is the original plan. Of course, we'll do a route study. Maybe there's a better way to go from here to there. But this is just a concept analysis. We need to make sure that hydraulically, the pipe sizes we needed, so... but conceptually, this is what we're going to do. We're actually going to ask for your feedback on the routes, too. We'll sit down with Ron and actually with him and find out if there's a good location for that that works for everybody. And if there is, we want your input. Where do you want the team? We'll make sure to put it in the right location for you. And then we'll get that rate relief and that tax rate.
In the future, with the redundancy in place, should we need to tap into it, what sort of cost would it be to
want
to tap into that?
Once the T is in, your only cost is to build that secondary river structure, which is the box and the ground, the meter bay. Mm-hmm. And then your pipes are your cost for that.
Okay.
No tap on fees. Get that covered. But they actually have to put that box, the river structure, we call it, the meter bay.
Could you comment on any restriction or usage of that second point of the river?
The only thing is that we have a break on your primary feed up here, and everything here is fine. If they're on their max days, I can handle your average day flow through 2040. But what we'll do is we'll tell everybody how to pack, including Bola, including Wakanda. We always do. We work together. Whenever we have a supply restriction, whether it be icing or other things, we all work together. That's the nice thing about our history. We have a very long history of cooperation. We all work together to make sure it works together.
Does both Volvo and Wakanda know that information and they have
confirmed this? Oh, I told them that that language in the Northrop agreement will be in the Westrop agreement, and that's what they are all aware. Now, if they're the new member, let's say 15 years from now, if our demand projections are way off, way low, and we could fit another town in, somewhere along the line, and that town wants to connect, well, they'll hold Bola Wakanda. That's our deal. We start with them. That's a small amount. We cap it so that we'll be prohibitive. So we restricted it to about 10%.
So you indicated early on that the agency has a relatively high fixed cost with the mortgage and things like that. What efforts are being done to try to reduce those fixed costs? I mean, that's obviously doesn't help you in a recession. It doesn't give you much flexibility.
I think our recession is the interest rates are pretty low.
Yeah.
So we have done some refinancing.
Okay.
That's taken on the unit. It's one of the reasons that our rate increases the last few years are pretty modest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're able to capture the quite a bit of savings. And there is light at the end of the tunnel on the mortgage payment. Geo bonds come off the books in 2019, off your tax bill. Our first big chunk of the revenue bonds is 2020. So you'll see standard regulations in those years, in addition to the years that come online in the numbers. We just take 2017 with the North, and try a year later, all of a sudden we get caught up for the rest of it.
You know, once again, I just want to say that the reason I asked Daryl and Bill to come out today was there was a sense that I could feel that Ron Lake was going to gain great benefit wheeling water through us to Volvo, and there would have been some benefit. As Daryl just mentioned, an improvement to the pipe size from our Java structure right out here to Nipissing Road. Extension further down 120 to Volvo. Some infrastructure improvements that we would have gained, I think there was a sense of, oh boy, this is going to be good for the village. I wanted Daryl and Bill to come out here and explain the benefits of both sides. Knowing that we have a water shortage in the south end of town, and with that 24-inch, am I correct?
24 average
data. No, the southern transmission line is 24-inch.
24-inch.
That we're getting a T built for us to tap onto it. It's a great benefit. So like I say, there was two things that was happening here, and I felt a sense of excitement that Round Lake was going to be the good neighbor, which we would have been, and look for a good agreement to Volvo and looking for those benefits.
And I think Volvo, in my discussions with them over the last little months, would have been asking for some cost shares with you on if we went that route with you on first few phases, they thought there were some benefits to both communities, and so they probably would have been asking for some sort of cost share. So, just the back of your mind, you know, I know we probably won't hit there for negotiations, but that is it.
Since we already have water, it would have been fun negotiations,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We've heard about that particular question before, so we've
been surprised. Anybody have any other questions?
We're doing also another thing that the attorney appreciates it. They had to provide the cash for the escrow before signing the contract. So we all bring it front. So if we have an engineering contract, I can get the money transfers to my escrow in full, or the full contract amount before I sign it. So there's no risk on that. grossly ignored. There's always a risk, but we would made it as small as we can make it. Paper construction, we got to turn it over to us, money to us. We're going to own the asset, we're going to build it, for the our specifications, not theirs. They're involved in the plan, but we have plans. You have.
So, finalization,
time,
inspection,
time
with
the deal, what's going to happen? We're negotiating with them. Like I said, 9 agreements from the North Group are going to roll right into the West Group. The one thing we got to clarify, we did have language about their sitting board member. We added that in there. We restricted it to a trustee, not the mayor. Also, that was a request for the job board. And we also... They're paying for it differently than the North Group. So we've got to change the whole financing section. But that's not that hard to work out. We've got to get the bond council out there and hammer it out. I don't think we'll make it happen to June meeting because there's a lot of vacations coming up. Not me, but we're going. And my attorneys are in Alaska or on a cruise or something. So we probably won't have it ready for the June meeting, but I think we'll have it ready maybe at the next meeting. But we may have to start the route study because they got the cash in Wakanda. They already issued $90 million that they want to spend. So they can go ahead and pre-fund the route study before the innovation group is designed, knowing that they're at risk to the network group. But the North Group did that successfully. They were felt they were good for it, so they paid for the route study, and it all went parallel. And we'll try to get them on the same track. We can keep moving forward, at least. Not just sit around and wait. So we're trying to get more engineering time as best we can to get that time table to go. If you want to do them, know it.
Darryl, Bill, on behalf of the board and myself, thanks for coming out and creating some clarification and giving us a good presentation of exactly what had happened and what we're looking forward to in the future. Thank you.
Well, as always, if you have any water quality questions or anything, just call us. We're a resource to you. We're a really interested resource. Our website's very good. We'll put all of our water quality data out there. So if you're in a question about what's in your water, we're not shy to tell
you. And we'll see you at the open house.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you to the motion for the consent agenda items 5.1 through 5.8 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $306,710.83. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending May 4, 2014 in the amount of $117,237.88. Adopt a resolution for 2014 audit engagement services with Sikich LLP. Item 5.4, adopt an ordinance adopting the fiscal year end April 30, 2050 employee compensation plan. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution authorizing the HP DesignJet T1100 maintenance. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of a new, properly designed, sufficient lifting capacity lifting fork loops. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving the village's consulting engineer's work orders 140457.40 in an amount not to exceed $60,000 to provide design engineering services for Phase 3 of Lakewood Terrace Water Main and Road Improvements Project. And item 5.8, adopt a resolution approving the village's consulting engineer's work order 140454.40 in amount not to exceed $5,000 to provide design engineering services for the Valley Lake Subdivision Rehabilitation of Selected Roads.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Clemens. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Santelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trissom.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carried. Madam Clerk, items 6.1 through 6.4 is yours.
Grand Township is going to be having their... they're going to be at the corner of 134 and Sugar Lake, as well as 134 and Fairfield, May 23rd and 24th. and they're going to be accepting donations to help the site in hearing impaired. And then Pam Duncan will be at the same location on May 31st and June 7th, and they will be accepting donations to help send kids to camp. The village will be closed on Memorial Day, May 26th. And then the parade route has been adjusted for the 2014 year with a lineup staging and drop-off area to be behind a tire in the metro station on the north side of the tracks. The parade start time will be still at 10 a.m. and will continue north on Cedar Lake Road, ending at the Round Lake Beach Memorial. And the Round Lake, the village of Round Lake Memorial service will begin at 9:15 a.m.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion for item 10.1, adopt a resolution approving the proceeding with the in-house upgrade of Lakewood Terrace Sanitary Sewer Lift Station in the amount not to exceed $25,000. May I get a motion?
So motion.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simon Selle. Discussion.
Question. This should not have been on the agenda. I move that this that is amended, go back to the committee of the poll for the information that we asked for.
I second.
Will be a motion to refer back to committee of the whole then?
Correct.
There was some information that we were waiting on. There was some discussion that was still needing to be vetted.
Is there a particular?
Yes. It was about the fence project.
I think we had a bid on the fence on this particular one, didn't we?
No.
If I may, we had reached out to one fence company that decided that we intended to contract with one. I would be pleased to separate that from this consideration at this time if the board is comfortable with everything else such that we can get on with watering, purchasing the parts.
We have a motion on the floor.
The other issue with this was we were going to break this into three phases, I believe.
Correct.
I don't mind if it had read that we were adopting phase one of this procedure. It doesn't state that either. We don't have a fence cost. And I'm not comfortable with moving on until we know exactly what we're doing. I don't want to say we're doing this and then later that wasn't included or this wasn't anticipated. I have a little problem with that.
Okay, we talked about this with the red on the
right.
And the fence cost itself was really not that significant. So that's why we felt it was okay to go forward. And we had him lower the dollar amount, recognizing that it was going to be broken into phases. So that's, he didn't call it phase one, but it is phase one, essentially. Because the whole idea, even when he originally proposed it, the idea was to just do this lift station and learn from it, and then factor that into the next two projects. So I agree that there was some questions we did not answer the particular question about the fence cost. If I recall, I think it was about $1,400 in that area. I don't remember how much exactly the value.
In your package is a breakdown of items, and the last item is a 20-foot by 10-foot by 8-foot by
10-foot.
$4,500.
Yeah, $4,500. Okay. So, I remember we talked about
why we discussed
other places. I don't think we did it, right?
What's that?
Getting additional quotes?
No, we didn't. But I did think that we were going to break it down. So it's trustees that wanted
one space.
Right.
Yeah.
But how can we voted that it should go back to the committee at all. That's where we need to be hashing this out at.
Okay.
And not at the Avon meeting, and not at regular board meeting, if I'm correct. This is not the place for that.
Looking at the minutes, if I'm correct, looking at the minutes from the last meeting, I believe that we made a motion to send the other two phases of the project to committee of the whole.
No. We sent the whole thing back. We sent it all back. Wasn't partial.
It was to be broken down to three. It was supposed to include each part was supposed to include all costs. So here's a perfect example. If this is going to cost us $25,000, are we virtually thinking each phase is going to be about $25,000 because then we're all budget? How can we say we're going to spend $25,000 on this? You have still no idea what your other two phases are going to be.
Correct.
We still have to say, I mean, I think,
well, the other
I don't mind doing it in phases, but you want to know that all three phases are still going to fit the budget.
Well, that's the whole point of doing it one at a time. You do one, and you learn from doing that one. You'll know, you'll have a better idea. So the original request, you had the whole $75,000 in there. And
60,000.
78,000. And that was our argument, is that only 25,000 of it was itemized. So the whole point is to now do the one project and learn from that and apply that to the other two. So I agree, you're right, but that's exactly the approach we're trying to take.
Because you get a better cost analysis once you learn the methods.
Right. Because we're doing it in-house, there should be, and
why don't we take it back to the committee as a whole, get us the real numbers, bring them back here, and that's supposed to work on it.
Henry, would you restate your motion?
I amend the motion that to take this back to the committee of the whole.
I second.
Motion is made by Trustee Fry to
refer the matter back to committee of the whole.
Refer the matter back to committee of the whole. Seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any further discussion?
Yes. We're coming up on this committee of the whole tonight or future one?
Future. It gives the liaison time to talk and us time to talk about it.
I should say liaison did talk on this.
Then let's put it on this room tonight.
Okay.
Recommendation, Mayor, is if you're going to discuss it anyway, you do it on this meeting because it's on this agenda. It does not appear on the committee of the whole agenda. So your options, Mayor, are to have a vote on the motion to refer, to have the movement withdraw the motion to refer, and have debate on the motion to approve.
I don't see how you can get all the costs that some of us are looking for.
Well, it's all itemized. There's nothing to get.
Phase one was already, we were calling it phase one.
So
but
can
this
you amend it to say phase one?
Well, now there's still a problem with what's presented. And again, this isn't something that went out for bid where we're getting solid numbers. And what was discussed with liaisons and also discussed with staff was to take this first project, the Lakewood Terrace Sanitary Lift Station, and that's the one that Ron presented numbers on at the last committee of the whole meeting, and bring this one forward and get it approved. So they can go ahead and do the work on it and find out all of the nuts and bolts and exactly what that project cost. So the next one would be better represented on the exact amount of what it would cost. This would be kind of a feeling out period for rebuilding these things since we're doing them in-house. And that's where we were trying to go, liaisons and also staff, was let's take it away from being a project that had three different elements in it, just take one forward, the Lakewood one, because that's what Ron had numbers on. Let us do the work, and then the next one will be better represented. And if we get to a point where we're over budget, the third one simply doesn't get done. Yes, Ross.
How about make a suggestion here? Why don't we label this scale the cost broken down to materials to do the well and back up? Why don't we call this phase one? Take off the fence, take the total amount of $20,000, approve $20,000 tonight so at least you can order the equipment, start getting the work done in the well house, go back at the fence price later on. Because even though I'll do that right away, at least get the equipment order.
I'm going to ask for a motion to remove the fence part of this bid. We're going to call this phase one and take the $25,000 amount down to $20,000.
So moved. Now you got me. You got my attention.
Here, just so this is clear, because a motion to refer is akin to a motion to table. It is not debatable, so we need to be withdrawn by the move on.
Okay. I withdraw my motion.
And I second it.
The motion to refer is withdrawn. Is withdrawn from Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Tripod.
I do make a motion, however, that this program be titled Phase 1 of this project.
That's what we said.
Yeah. But I am going to say, if things are going to come to the board that we're told that we're coming back to the committee as a whole, I'm not crazy about them scooting in just because liaisons have had to give us a heads up, a real heads up on this.
I'll take the heat for that because my interpretation was that Project 1, Phase 1 was okay to come to the board, and the other two would come to the committee of the whole as separate projects. That was my interpretation.
And yet our notes are so clearly this would come back to the committee of the whole. So as long as we have that understanding, phase one makes my day.
So, Mayor, just again, so the record is clear, is what is before the board tonight, is it phase one? It just doesn't have a label?
Yes.
Okay, so the minutes should reflect that this is phase one. There's no motion to label it as such necessary. And then motion for a mayor, you can entertain a motion to approve phase one as presented.
And that's one question.
But it won't be as presented.
$5,000. We're going to remove the fence part from the bin and lower the $25,000 amount down to $20,000.
You already went through one motion. I made the original motion to approve that now. I need to withdraw that.
No, it wasn't seconded. It's been amended.
Yes. Make sure the recorder does not run out of battery. Now, may I get a motion to amend the Lakewood Terrace Sanitary Sewer Lift Station to phase one to remove the bid for the fence and to lower the dollar amount from $25,000 to $20,000.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Simon Selle.
Mayor, if I may also clarify that. You stated the motion is a motion to amend the project. I think what you're looking for is a motion to approve the project without the fence component and in a not to exceed $20,000.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Really
that's exactly what it is. That's
the marriage. There's the verbiage. Madam Clerk, I'm going to ask if you have that.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Thank you.
Is there any discussion?
Could you repeat that?
Any further discussion? Then the motion carries. Thank you.
This is mine.
Here we go. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tribbin.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Trustee Frank.
Aye. Motion carries. Stop. I have one.
Village Administrator, no comments from us. You know,
we were until a sufficient time period
passed,
right,
Mayor? Yes. This is really good. Item 10.2, may I get a motion to purchase a 2014 F-550 1.5 ton dump truck from Country Auto Group. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Discussion. If there are no questions, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Tribbin.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item 12.1 from Building and Zoning. Russ?
We had a Planning Commission meeting last Tuesday night. And the Planning Commission gave a special use permit to sell alcoholic beverages required by our Islamic zoning code. The property is located at 470 Railroad Avenue. It has changed owners. It has already had a license up till now, but the license does not go into business. Every time you have a new owner, you have to reissue the license. They have applied for this, and the Planning Commission and the Zoning Board have approved this. So it's approved tonight for final approval and adoption.
So, is this the one for the presentation?
Yes. They're redoing the store now because they had some building problems. The apartments went over there. They're finishing up some big issues that were on the inside. You guys over here were going to get there. Was it the end of the month to take it over?
We're going to get it until June 2nd.
Oh, you're done. So, they're all set. They're just waiting for the building department to do the final sign off on the building.
May I get a motion for item 12.1?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any further discussion?
Welcome.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Special event, Vicki.
Okay.
Any updates?
First, based on the parade, which is this Monday, obviously that went over time, and where we need to be in our special events meeting, Rob explained to the gentleman at Public Works will have the trailer decorated on Friday. He's going to call. If he comes up and if he needs anything, Ron and I are willing to go and help. So he's here at 9. He goes there by 9:15, maybe 8:45. And then Ron, he'll have the up over there. You'll have the trailer over there.
If that works for the board, we're all bringing the trailer Monday morning about 8:45.
Okay. So we'll meet here and then go across the street. Decorating
Sunday when?
Friday. And Ron, this gentleman is going to take care of that.
Okay.
Why is the employees decorating the trailer? Just for the trustees to handle that.
I will be more than happy to go over there and give them a hand with this on Friday. Just tell them what time on Friday and I'll be there.
This seems like enough on our trustee responsibility and our employee. That's not fairly employed.
I agree with that.
So I think we should separate ourselves. We'll get employees out of it.
That excluded me from supervising the
trustees. No, thank you.
That's fine. Whatever.
So,
what's the plan for the board for me?
How's everybody scheduled for Friday then?
What time? What's the time of it?
Just put an hour on it.
When do you want to start?
4 in the morning?
Oh, yeah, we might have that right now. Or do you want to do that?
Jawa certified water?
Use anything else.
But your document will guarantee it.
Yeah. Okay. I have friends know that I'm going to be outnumbered on this, so let it ride.
So, two questions on Memorial Day Parade. One, the wreath, we got it out there, so we're going to make sure it gets to the service at 9 o'clock.
It is down in the basement, but every year it needs to be, and now is a good time to do it. You need to pull it up, plug it up, and see if it needs
right.
anything else to plug it with. Every year we sort of redo a little piece or part of it. Last year it was a new bowl and a couple of other additions, so you might want to pull that out ASAP and make sure it's ready. And then, who should set that up? He's a man.
I don't know last time, but I'm going to get it done, we need to do it, so we can talk afterwards. Second thing is the speaker system, is that going to be in place over there at the Public Works Department? And the podium?
Also, I'm sorry.
Not a podium? Is the podium there also? And who we have meeting the names of the soldiers this year?
Isn't that usually done by, since it's their service?
Premier usually does it. Reverend Cohen usually does it from the Legion.
Well, last year they did. Somebody from the VFW, or their Legion. The mayor here, Don, and
yeah, it was all split up.
Yeah.
And they organized that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so you don't know what your reason for not.
Haven't gotten to that point yet. That's their agenda.
Okay, I will check in on it, see if you got an email and check some of the names.
You got it, Ken?
Yeah, no problem. All that I ask is, normally if I'm going to talk to them every year, I wasn't even asked to participate this year. So I was wondering where they're at with that. And we should be having a representative attending the parade meeting.
We don't. Everyone.
Okay, so was that mentioned?
I was not their representative, and Mike Gillette is not here this evening. There's no parade meeting tomorrow. Any others? Thank you again. Thank you. Mayor's comments. Short and sweet. Can you believe it? It's been a year.
Really?
It's been a year. And I'm not going to go on. I was going to write a year State of the Union kind of thing, and I'm not going to. I didn't. I just want to say that it's been an honor and a privilege to work with each and every one of you. We've done some good things. We have a great staff for what the village has and the way we operate. It's an organization to be very proud of, and I'm very proud to be here and be a part of it. Item 14.2, proclamation for public works. It's in your board packet. I won't bother reading it. This doesn't need to be approved by the board, does
it? No, but it should be read for the record.
Do you want it recorded, Don?
Please.
Proclamation Village of Round Lake for Public Works Week, whereas public works infrastructure, facilities, and services are of vital importance to the Village of Round Lake and to the health, safety, and well-being of the citizens of Round Lake, and whereas such facilities and service could not be provided without dedicated efforts of our public works professionals, as well as various private sector businesses who are responsible for planning, design, operation, and maintenance of the transportation system, water supply, sanitary sewage conveyance, public buildings, and other facilities essential to serve our citizens, and whereas it is in the public interest for citizens, civic leaders, and children of the Village of Round Lake, as well as throughout the United States, to gain knowledge of and to maintain progressive interest and understanding of the importance of public works and public works programs in our respective communities. And whereas the year 2014 marks the 54th annual National Public Works Week sponsored by the American Public Works Association. And now, therefore, I, Daniel A. Mackillis, President of the Village of Round Lake, with the support of the Round Lake Board of Trustees, do hereby proclaim the week May 18 through 24, 2014, as National Public Works Week in the Village of Round Lake. We urge all citizens to join with representatives of the American Public Works Association and government agencies in activities and ceremonies designed to pay tribute to our public works professionals and to recognize the substantial contributions they have made to our national health, safety, welfare, and quality of life, dated this 19th day of May in the year 2014. Ron, would you like to say anything about our special day on Wednesday?
Thank you, Mayor. Indicated we are having an open house this Wednesday at the Public Works Facility. Weather is hopefully going to cooperate for trees predominantly out the side. You can bring it inside. Providing equipment by bus to Village, Public Works, Park District is going to bring in one owner. Wake County Public Works, their sewer camera, Wake County Division of Transportation, some type of equipment. My objective there is certainly to try and build some better cooperation and support amongst other agencies. The objective is educational and fun. So hopefully families will come out and learn, be informed, as well as kind of enjoy life. Kids will be able to, with adult supervision, get up and on bigger trucks, and lots of photographic opportunities. I've done this elsewhere. One of the fun thing is family having a picture taken sitting inside the front end loader bucket. The only problem is that's also the bucket for food donation to go to local food pantry. But again, we should have a fun time more than ever. So please to your friends and neighbors,
co-worker,
friend,
get
that from now. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Trustee Scott.
I'm good.
Okay.
Understand.
Yeah. Okay. Well. With no further business.
Congratulations on your first year.
Thank you.
You're back.
Make it a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippa. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 8:09.